That takes us through all of our finalizations. We are going to continue through, and we're going to go to item number 14. This is the Division of Parks and Recreation Flood Event Update. Speaking of floods, welcome, sir.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, as we get the PowerPoint pulled up here, I've been told that you've seen a lot of these numbers, so this is going to be a real brief update on where we're sitting today with some of the flood things and as we get going here. I'm going to start north to south, so to speak. All right. So we're going to start at Lake Herman State Park. As you were already informed, we had some flooding at that, and there's a big difference between lakes and rivers. Once lakes fill up, they take a little while to recede. So as we sit right now, there's still three sites that they're affected. They're running pumps to try and keep that groundwater, that high groundwater, from affecting those sites. But presently, there is still three campsites that are still available. Again, you're going to hear me say this a lot, but the staff up there did a wonderful job at mitigating the flood and some of the issues that come with it. As you can see, some of the roads and things like that. Thankfully, the roads and that have dried out. It's just those three sites. Heading down south a little ways, this is Lake Vermilion, kind of a unique view of the reservoir. On the left-hand side, you can see that's the primary spillway. On the right-hand side, where you see the rapids, that's our secondary spillway. As you can see, everything's working as intended. On the right-hand side there, that is one of the areas that we had some damage. It's one of the existing issues that Director Van Meter was talking about. We were very lucky this go around, but this is one area that we will have to look at for future. This road, the secondary, worked as intended. We had to evacuate the campground on that in that campground. So there's three other campgrounds that we were able to keep in operation. Staff did a wonderful job again. In 7 days, we went from getting people out of there to getting people back in there. Thankfully, with the damage to this road, we were able to open up the northbound lane. So we have one lane access in that area. So we were back up and running in 7 days to preserve some folks' vacations and things like that. So Big Sioux Rec area, heading down the interstate here. Again, staff did an awesome job. Unfortunately, we're getting used to some of this, third 100-year flood in 10 years or so, but I guess practice makes perfect. These pictures are showing, you know, 3 or 4 foot of water in the campground, and again, not to put staff against each other, but these guys had it open in 4 days. So again, the river goes down, and we were able to get things cleaned up and get people back into the campsites where they need to be. So another unique photo, Lake Elvin, just down the road a little ways here. Just as a point of reference, again, these photos, if you can look at the picture on the left, that's what it looks like in high flow. And if you can kind of look at the peaks on the top of that picture and then look at the picture on the right, that those pictures were taken the same place 12 hours apart. So you can see how dynamic the watershed is for that area. Just a few hours after this, it actually went over top that county road as well. So as you can imagine, the park came through it okay. There was some dock damage and things like that, but thankfully we've got that big project that I spoke with you guys about in Yankton last month, and that's not going to be affected. So that's going to be pretty nice. Down the road a little ways, Newton Hill State Park. Thankfully, the park stayed high and dry. As we all know, Lincoln County made the news for negative reasons a lot with the 18 inches of rain in 24 hours or whatever. So the bottom picture there is Lake Lakota. That had been dry for 3 years. So one of the great things about this is we all now have water recreation back in that area. So again, some good came out of it, I guess. We do have a fishing dock that we had float off and sitting on top of the dam now that we'll have to deal with. But for the most part, last weekend it was being used and kayaks were being rented. So positives come from negatives sometimes too. So, and then Adams area, this was down by McCook Lake. Very, very fortunate that the park was not affected more so than trails and some wet egg ground and things like that. You know, again, I'm trying to be positive on this, but obviously that area was devastated by the flooding. And once the power and water and things got restored, that place acts as a rehabilitation area. You know, get away from all of that misery and be able to see a beautiful park. So providing that as a benefit. And then, you know, lake access, we don't talk about, I talked about a lot of the state parks, and there was a lot of lake accesses that were affected by this large water event, and a lot of docks and a lot of things that were needing to be dealt with. And that's where some of the staff that we recognize today and other places in the southeast did a wonderful job at getting these accesses back up and running for the following weekend. Again, happened on a Friday, and the following weekend, some of these areas were back up in operation. Just for reference point, the two pictures on the right, that was actually Marindal. That was the location that you guys were at down just the other day. So pull the dock out, push it back in where it's supposed to be, and we were good to go. So again, unfortunately, we're getting too good at these type of things now. But and like I said, that was real quick, but if you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to try and answer them.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions for Derek on the flooding, the update? Secretary Rubling?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Just a quick question, Derek, on the estimated cost of that East Vermilion Road. I mean, what are you thinking? Less than a $250,000 kind of estimate? Is that what we're expecting?
Through the chair.
Yes, please.
Yes, we're hoping that it's going to be around that $100,000 to $120,000 to get it back up to the shape so we can get both lanes of traffic going. Thankfully, the structure stayed, unlike in 19. It's a relatively newly fixed road from the 19 flood. That was a 100-year flood. So we're going to cut holes in it, put mortise in it, and secure it that way, and then hopefully look at other mitigation for future floods. Obviously, what we're doing isn't working because we've had it happen two times in the last two floods. So,
thank you.
Very good. Real quick, when we were at Lake Marindal, we had talked about some of the damage to the spillway area. Is it too early to know if that created any more issues? Do we expect that?
Madam Chair, it came through okay. Surprisingly, as Director Van Meteren said, really the road and some docks are the lasting effects of the flood. Everything else came through okay. I mean, even Lake Elvin spillway there, which is in pretty rough shape, there was really no more damage that affected our future plans to repair that here later on this summer. So,
very good. Yeah. Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Bartling. Derek, do any of the projects, especially for the roads or access roads, do they qualify for FEMA funding? I mean, I know it's not a significant dollar amount, but in the big realm of the picture, does it qualify for FEMA funding?
Through the chair.
Yeah.
I guess the simple answer, we hope so. We're not sure yet. We're gathering all of that information. And, you know, there's a lot of repairs that happened as emergency, and we're hoping that FEMA will step up and take care of some of these things. So,
additional questions or comments? Thank you for the update. Yeah, very good.